and stuff like that, that they were putting on everybody, and it was just stupid.
Oh, I know. It's just who cares?
Besides, no one else was doing it, so we said, let's just go there, and we're not wearing the masks.
Oh,
we're not
going
to social distance. Yeah. There were 20 of us per table. The restaurant was cool.
I love it.
And you know the top Democrats from the state of California were there too.
Oh my
they
God.
Weren't wearing the masks. They weren't social distancing. Fauci was there. Dr. Birx.
Oh my God.
Nancy Pelosi. Gavin Newsom. They
oh
were all
God.
There. They're all there. They're all not wearing masks. It was so cool.
Well, I'm glad that you like your political party. That you like partying.
Well, no,
maybe
not
they're
really.
Not my party.
No, they're not mine either.
My party. Had their restaurants shut down.
No, I know. It's,
and they've already gone through all these hoops.
It's a bummer.
Of, you know, doing all the things that
right.
the stupid state wants them to do. Put up this plexiglass.
Well, they shouldn't follow the orders.
No more than 1.5 people per table, and they have to
right.
be living in your house.
Stupid.
And blah, blah, and it's stupid. These unelected
I know.
Health officials are brown shirts. They're just Nazis.
No, I totally agree with you. The Democrats are not my party. I'm independently registered now.
Oh,
I totally
God.
Dumb to the liberals. They're
fabulous, Jonathan.
They're insane. They've gone so far to the left.
I'm telling you.
I don't recognize them anymore.
No,
it's
no.
just like I'm done with the Bernie bros, the Kamala bros, the Biden bros.
Just you and I.
The Elizabeth Warren bros, the Marianne Williamson bros,
oh,
the Pete Buttigieg bros, you know, all of them, Cory Booker bros. It's like, whatever, dudes, whatever, dudes and babes. You know, so I'm independently registered. I just happened to be at a restaurant where it was like, you know, back to the old normal. It was cool.
Oh my God, that is so whatever. Hold on just a minute.
Okay. Whoa.
So I heard...
What?
From a friend. That one of our favorite places, Jonathan, is no longer.
What?
It closed down.
What?
It's gone.
What?
It is not on Montana Avenue anymore in Los Angeles.
Oh, shit.
And that would be Shoe Shoes.
No
Shoe Shoes
fuck.
Is... No longer.
Oh,
Shoe Shoes
my
is not there.
God.
Shoe Shoes is gone.
Fuck.
It's dead, Jonathan. Shoe Shoes is dead.
Oh, man. Shoe Shoes was like the place to go. It's like I met so many. I think I may have met all my dudes and babes at Shoe Shoes.
Oh, that's just so sad.
Oh,
I know.
It's such a bummer.
I feel I got so many fashion tips into the hands of other people about how fabulous my fashion tips are, and I was able to disperse those tips at Shoe Shoes.
I was able to find out about. Got a whole bunch of new microbrews, you know, and my friends, because I don't smoke, but you know, they do, they were able to find out about all the latest, coolest new clove cigarettes at Shoe Shoes.
Oh,
I'm just blown away by
this. I know,
this.
It's like so lame that Shoe Shoes is closed. It was like one of the hottest places on Montana Avenue, Shoe Shoes in LA.
Oh, I know, it's like such a bummer. It's just like, what the fuck is going on? It's like all these places are closing, and just when I thought everything was, you know, dying down, I thought like Shoe Shoes was just like the place that would never go away, you know, and now it's gone.
It was a beacon of light for people of fashion, style, and class.
Coolness.
Like us, Jonathan, I hate to say it.
Well,
but
yeah.
We are the superior stock.
Yeah.
You know, we are enormously well-bred. And that was the kind of crowd that hung out at Shoe Shoe.
It's totally awesome. It was, like, so righteous, you know, to go to Shoe Shoe. So, anyway.
I know. It's gone.
Okay, well, I'm going to go for a walk on the beach and reminisce about, you know, the good old days and nights at Shoe Shoe.
All the nights at Shoe Shoe.
Talk to you later, girlfriend.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, bye, Jonathan. Shoe Shoe's is dead, everyone. Shoe Shoe's is dead. Shoe Shoe's is dead, everyone. It's gone. It's totally gone. Let's open the phone lines. Callers, do you know that Shoe Shoes is dead? Well, it totally is.
Oh my goodness, I just heard about Shoe Shoes.
Heard
sad about Shoe Shoes
I know.
Being dead.
I know.
Been dead for started. What was Shoo Shoo's anyway?
Oh, it was this fabulous little cafe on one side, an espresso bar in the back.
Oh, my God.
A lounge on the other corner. And then in the front, because this was the gimmick, you could buy shoes at Shoo Shoo's. And now it's gone.
Oh, my goodness. That is just so terrible. It's a sin. Send in all your money if you're listening in anyway. You might as well put it to some use. I heard that Wash Wash was gone.
What?
Did you ever go to Wash Wash?
What?
It was the laundromat / cafe and burger joint up in Los Angeles. Apparently, couldn't afford Wash Wash. I had to use
Get in here. Wash Wash is gone.
I heard that Wash Wash had closed down.
Yes, I just heard that from you. I just heard it from you.
From Pernian? Oh, my gosh.
Wash Wash is gone.
It's so terrible.
And Shoo Shoo's is gone. They're all leaving.
But you know, Pernian had an idea about this and how we could turn this around to the advantage of Jesus.
I'm listening. What is it?
Well, Pernod was sent a message from on high. I just don't want to let this out of the bag, so we can't tell anybody about this.
I
we
won't.
Have to keep it secret.
Jocelyn, be quiet.
Satan is on the loose, and he's going to come and try and steal it from Jesus.
So Jocelyn, close the door.
Jesus gets it first. So I said to the dumb bird, let's go and see where these places used to be.
Good idea.
We drove by and they had signs in the window that says,
did anyone see you?
The real estate and the building
was
for sale at the auction lot.
Oh my
God. So Pernian looked into the safe of Blessed Souls Ministries
and saw
I had more than enough
from
Lord and Doris Tithing.
Yes.
Idiots in the congregation. They just keep shelling out the money to Pernian. And Jesus and God, I mean, it's not for Pernian.
Right, no,
so
I got
that. I took some of that cash and I was thinking about buying both of them.
Oh my God, I'm gonna go in with you on that. Jocelyn, get out of here.
That's a good
Close
idea.
The room.
Yep. Shoo!
I'm waiting, Jocelyn, I'll wait.
Shoo, get out!
Thank you. Okay, she's gone
she
now.
Gone?
I don't want anyone to know
that's
about
right.
this.
No,
I'm
going to
go
right.
in with you on this.
Yes, that's what I was
Should
thinking.
Should get Jonathan in on the
Jew. Oh, yes.
Steve is loaded.
Oh, he is
network.
Millions of
we
dollars.
We could buy all these places, onesies, twosies, and we could own Montana Avenue in Los Angeles. We could own Montana Avenue in Los Angeles.
Oh, my God, what are we going to do about that anyway? We thought I was praying to Jesus earlier, and he why are we whispering anyway?
I don't know. Anyway, we don't want anyone to know about this. So, Jonathan, if you're still listening, you need to call in. Okay, Johnny, can you patch through? Just call Jonathan.
He needs to be in on this.
Okay. Jonathan,
hello?
We wanted to include you in this idea.
What?
Because we
Jonathan.
Think it's a very big deal, Jonathan.
What is?
Hi, Jonathan, this is Pernian.
Oh, hello, Pastor Man. He's flying high in the glory cloud.
No,
so what's
That's
up,
right.
girlfriend?
Jonathan, we're going to buy all the real estate that
yes.
has been shut down
and
locked down
it's
on
very
Montana
special.
Avenue. We want to know if
oh,
we're
that's
with
cool.
us on it, and then we could sit on
it's
it.
It's very holiness.
And flip it when everything opens up again and make our killing on
oh,
it.
It's
sweet.
Very holy for Jesus, Jonathan.
Oh, this is kind of sweet. So, I'm all in, but don't you think we ought to use other people's money? You know, OPM, as Steven Spielberg calls it. We should be using other people's money. And so, like, we'll use other people's money. You know, we can own the minority percentage because other people are funding it. We'll do the work to, like, fix them up or whatever the hell, and then we'll
good.
Just flip them. Is that what you're saying?
No, we don't want to fix
no?
them up at all. We just want to sit on them. And then when everything opens up, we want to sell it to the people who are going to give us the most money, and we don't care if it's China or Russia or Iran or Egypt or New Jersey or someone else. We don't care, Jonathan. It's just about the money, you
cool.
know?
It's just about sending all your money to Jesus.
Oh, screw Jesus, Pastor Man. Doesn't
really?
He have enough?
What?
Crying out loud, what? He's the king of the world. He's the light of the world, too. So he's the king and the light.
Oh, my
I think
gosh.
We can get
exactly.
the money.
It's for us.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Well, a rich man can
I
get
know what you're saying.
More difficult through the hoof of a camel than it can when heaven spits through the eye of a needle into a rich man's belly. That's in the Bible.
What?
Yeah, it sounds like something that's in the Bible. Most of the stuff in the Bible sounds that weird.
Oh my God. So you guys, I just had an idea. Well, I'm sure
what?
It's nice.
Uh-huh.
What if we reopen Shoo Shoo's? And I call it Shoo Shoo's by Malou. And it could be my own private nightclub. And I could sing the hits that I would bring back from back in Vegas when I was playing Cremora Ravel, and I could sing those old-time Vegas hits from so long ago, way back in the 90s.
the 90s. Are those, what are those, oldies? So what does that make you?
That's a long time ago.
It was not.
Oh my gosh, that was so long ago.
It was not.
Movies with sound back then?
Yes, and there was color TV back then. Were there churches with mortar between the bricks back then, or did you live in a straw house or a house of sticks? It was a house of brick.
Herman, do not hear your words of sin, demon ass.
So as much as I want to listen to you, Bitchy McSqueeps, go on with this crap. Shouldn't we be, like, you know, raising money? Shouldn't we be doing a capital raise of other people's money so we can go and buy shoes?
He's right. I am doing this with Jonathan.
We are going to raise money for shoes so I can sing there with my medolious voice and have my name on top billing over everyone else's name who may not even perform there because it's going to be my place. Shoes of Malou or Malou's Shoe. I'll come up with that later. But anyway, we need to raise the money now, Jonathan. That's my idea. I think we need to raise the money now.
Well, Pernod thinks we need to raise the money now. That's what I say instead.
Well, I'm glad we're all in agreement on that. I'm going to go now and finish my walk here in the beach in Santa Monica Club. Because I'm almost near Venice and I need to work on my lats.
So anyway, why
don't you two, like, figure out how to raise the money and call me back? I don't want to have a meeting about it. I just want it to be, you know, like, done.
Totally
done. So, like, let's just do it and then get back to me after you've raised it. Okay, bye.
Okay, that's fabulous, Jonathan. We'll raise that money now. I'll just pull it out of my ass crack.
Or I'll just pull it out of the gates of hell and Satan. What are we going to do? We got to get
this money down.
And we're not going to be able to afford shoes or wash.
We're not going to be able to come up with any of these places with double names in the title of restaurants.
Wash.
Montana Avenue in Los Angeles, like Pookie's and Doo-doo and Tweet and Kaka.
Shoes.
So come on now, get a backbone. We gotta come up with something on here. Come on, brain. Why can't I think today?
Get it together.
I have an insight now. What, Johnny?
What's going on?
I have another call, so we should probably open the phone line.
Oh my gosh, we can talk about this later.
Caller, hi, what's going on? We're trying to buy the entire world.
Don't tell anyone. We're supposed to be raising money in secret.
I didn't give away anything. Glenda, what's going on? I know it's you.
How did you know it was me?
Oh, Glenda.
I haven't said anything yet.
Well, it was, you know.
Oh my gosh.
Something was in the air, like smoke.
Glenda, we is trying to solve the world's problems, and it's having a bad time sending its message to us.
Yeah, it's just a really strange time right now, Glenda. Nothing is vibrationally correct, and my tits aren't picking up any signals.
Oh my God, you guys, that sounds just awful.
It's terrible, it's bad.
Sylvia has a stomach flu. She had to go home. I told her I think she has worms.
Oh my God.
But, you know, maybe she got them worms from her cat.
Uh-huh.
Or her dog. I don't really know what it is. It's like some brown thing that kind of moves around on the shag carpet.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just kind of blends in and lets out a fart.
Oh my goodness, Glenda, we need to raise Lord endorsed funds
for this new
holy project.
Okay.
Because it's for a good cause, especially this time of year. You know, Glenda. There's so many places.
Yeah.
All over town.
Mm-hmm.
And so many faces.
Right.
That are gonna go down.
Before
Christmas times if you don't send in all your money, Glenda.
Glenda, I need you to just get this inspiration from my medolious voice. This is what's coming to me right now. Send in your money today.
Do you hear that sound?
And then the boogie will jive your thighs. I don't know.
What the hell is that? Get in here.
Open the door.
What kind of dumb shit was that?
Strategies or something.
Do I have the right program?
Oh, yes. It's brilliant.
No, I'm not.
No, we's doing a fundraiser, and we just need you to send in all your money, Glenda.
Although she has a really good idea. Glenda, how would you like to have cocktails with me and Jocelyn and Johnny?
Oh, my God.
At my new hot nightclub in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
Called Shoes. I will even send my private jet.
Shoes.
I can't believe I'm saying this. To pick you up, Glenda. No, actually,
Glenda,
I'll send you a bus ticket.
What?
Yeah, I need my jet to remain sanitary during this time of coronavirus.
Oh, shit.
Glenda, I'll send you a bus ticket. I'll put you on a bus to come out here to Shoe Shoes. You wanna?
Honey, what the hell is Shoe Shoes? Why do I have to come out on a bus?
Oh, I already got an idea on this. So, Glenda, you know how you wanted to come and sample the Jell-O at the Jell-O Jell-O's Award? Well, the Jell-O Jell-O's Award has moved locations. It's no longer going to be where it was going to be. And now it's going to be in Shoe Shoes, and you need to be there, Glenda. How can you sample the Jell-O unless you was there? You need to be there. If you isn't there, then you isn't there.
I understand that.
Yes.
God, I gotta get a hair appointment.
Oh, that's right.
I saved up $2.95 for that, so... Oh, my God, I'm gonna have to get a new hairdo and everything.
Isn't this exciting?
I'm gonna be living it up at the Ritz at Shoe Shoes.
For Jesus.
Jell-O Jell-O's Award. I'm gonna wear my... Oh, my God, what am I gonna wear? I'm gonna wear my gauchos.
Oh, my God.
I got a real low-cut blouse.
Oh, my God.
It's made out of polyester.
No.
Oh, my God.
We need to call
when
that.
Is it?
Well, before we talk about when it is, I think we need to go over the dress code.
Absolutely.
Because this is a very religious...
Elegant.
Thing.
Affair. It's a very religious, elegante affair.
Good.
It's
elegant.
Italian.
Yes.
It's an Italian holiday.
That's right.
I'm going to be singing the ads.
You are?
And raising money for the needy and the other needy people.
Yes.
Glenda. It's a very big deal, and we need you there. We need your support, Glenda.
Oh,
a lot of people are counting on it.
That's right. The needy and the needy are going to be counting on it, Glenda, as soon as we find them.
No. Glenda, we've already found them.
Oh.
They're needy, and they need
you. That's right.
That's why they're needy, Glenda. Don't you understand this?
I understand it just fine. It's our event that we're putting on. I cannot believe that you would say
Glenda,
that in the mirror.
Shut up.
Oh.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this. Glenda, are you coming or not? I can send you the ticket for the bus.
Well, I think I have enough time. And I do have just enough money to get my hair done, Dad. So, when is this, honey? So just so I know, because I let Sylvia know.
Yeah.
By the way, can Sylvia come along? Because,
I don't
know. That would be a lot of fun for her to finally see a real...
I have to think about that.
...movie star like you
did. And a real pastor like Pernod. Don't forget Pernod. Why am I always left out?
Oh, you are not left out. Now stop it. We're just going to be having the most fabulous time. So I think that you should bring Sylvia because the ticket prices are very affordable, aren't they, Pernod? Pastor Pernod, Mr. Ferner, Pastor Pernod.
Oh, yes, that's right. The ticket prices is very affordable, Glenda. We're only letting in certain people who pass the test of Jesus.
All right, you two. I know you do this all the time. What's the catch?
What?
How many millions of bucks is this no coupon, non-comped, non-free ticket for Glenda?
No, Glenda.
Including the bus fare. Spill it, you two.
There's no catch, Glenda. I'm going to send you the bus fare and the bus.
We are.
To come pick you up and Sylvia.
We are.
You're going to swing by Palm Springs just out of this part.
What?
And I would like you to bring a date, Glenda. Do you know any fancy men in Palm Springs who would like to come along with you to Shoe Shoes to help raise money for the needy? Do you know anyone with that kind of bucks, Glenda, in Palm Springs?
That's right, Glenda. You need to bring someone who's rich from Palm Springs to raise money at this thing. Now, do it, Glenda. Do it, or I'll fry your fat ass for Jesus.
Oh, my God. Settle down, will you? I cannot believe
that. Glenda, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just got
Glenda.
Filled with the Spirit of the Lord here with Holy Ghost fire. Glenda, are you coming or not?
For crying out loud, save yourself.
No, I'm gonna come, honey. I just hope you get some aspirin for that fever.
No kidding.
No, I'm all right now.
No, I think I'll just die. I know what you two are doing. I'm gonna
go
to Palm Springs.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna get Herbert Fatfucker to come with me.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God,
that's
this
right.
is good. Oh, I should have
done that. This is fantastic. I love it. Glenda.
Oh, Herbert Fatfucker's gonna come
Are
with
you excited?
me.
Oh.
so we can do this. Yeah. Oh my god, I'm gonna have a date with Herbert.
Oh, this is so exciting. Can I go now?
No, we haven't gotten to the last part. Now, Glenda.
Yeah?
I can get comps for you and Sylvia, yeah, and I'm paying for that bus. And I can pay for something at Elmer's.
Oh my god, Elmer's.
Now, you need to meet Herbert in Palm Springs,
okay? Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then switch from the bus. To one of Herbert Fat Pocket's big limousine cars.
Oh,
he does have
God.
A limousine, doesn't he, Glenda? Because you're going to need
so.
To arrive in that, and we do have valet service at Shoo Shoo.
We do.
Gotta hire someone for that.
Oh, I could have the dumb bird do that. My assistant. Assistant!
Okay.
Assistant, come here, please. I have a job for you, dumb bird. You is going to be the valet driver for the big limousine that
Fabulous.
Comes in from Palm Springs when we do our event at Shoo Shoo's. Now fly! Fly, dumb bird, fly!
Oh my god, you guys, this is so exciting.
Isn't it, though?
Something to look forward to
yeah.
for the next few days.
You're going to see
Christmas
me!
Eve and Christmas. I'm going to be living it up and getting the mood.
Oh, fabulous!
And all this fancy lifestyle.
That's right.
Of L.A. and Shoo Shoo's. See, my friend Catherine. What are you doing there, honey? Again, I forgot.
Plan that we already went over this. I'm going to be singing the hits from my new album I have yet to
oh,
record.
That's right.
As soon as
that's
I pull
right.
those lyrics out of my ass.
Jocelyn, okay.
get in here, please.
Oh, my gosh.
Jocelyn, I have to write songs that I performed in 2 days, so we better get on it. And Glenda, it's going to be really fabulous.
I'm going to
be topless, no panties, only wearing the sandals.
That's not Christian.
Only wearing my jingle boots.
That's right.
Oh, that's
and I'm
going to
be performing at the all-new Shoo Shoo.
Oh, my
Bye.
God.
Hello.
Oh, and Pastor Prudy is going to be passing around the offering bowl so you can send in all your money.
That's right.
Or send in all of Herbert's money. It's a fundraiser, Glenda.
Oh,
now it's a fundraiser. He's going to have the holy wine and the cocktail
right.
and the offering bowl.
Glenda.
And Herbert needs to put in all his money. Glenda, can you make sure that happens? Glenda will cut you in.
That's right, Glenda. You need to wear something flashy with class.
Really?
So I hope your gauchos have sequins. Wear a perfume that's not from Duane Reade or CVS Pharmacy or Walgreens.
Honey.
Think you can do that, Glenda? We're counting on this, Glenda. I'll give you a free coupon for Elmer's for the next 10 years.
For the next 10 years? Okay. I'm in.
Oh,
if I can do it at Elmer's.
God.
Sitting at the bar, right across from that circular refrigerator case where the desserts twirl around, I can see my pipe.
Done.
Oh, yeah. Can you get Sylvia something, too?
Yes.
Corsage. I can get her a corsage. I'll just
oh, really?
Get some flowers somewhere on the way to
oh,
LA and that'll
good.
Be fine.
Yeah.
They all grow on the hill now anyway.
Couple
we still
daisy.
Have these 80-degree days.
Hello?
Yeah. Southern
Honey.
California. Is that okay, Glenda? Would she like a corsage? They're gorgeous.
Oh, is that what the movie stars wear?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, then she really liked that. I like
okay.
one, too.
Roadside corsages.
Oh, my God. I gotta get sequins, glue guns, to my...
Fabulous.
My culottes or my... I don't even know. What I'm wearing anymore. What did I say? My gauchos.
Your gauchos.
Sylvia and I gotta take the bus over to Michael's so I can buy a glue gun and some sequins.
Oh.
I'll glue gun the sequins to my gauchos.
Oh, craft.
And then we'll be ready for the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be seeing Herbert Fatfucket so I can see
Palm
you
Springs.
With Shoo Shoo.
That's right, honey.
Oh, honey, I get to see you. Glenda gets to see you.
Oh, Glenda.
Oh, my God. I'm so emotional.
I know. Fabulous.
Thank
oh, Glenda.
Yes.
Are you there? Glenda.
Here.
Oh, God.
I'm still here.
Are you?
I'm just emotional.
Okay, Glenda, you got to take care of that emphysema
God.
Cough because I cannot have that going on as
what?
A distraction
what?
In the audience, whether you do it
you
by accident
about?
Or part of a strategy to make sure you stand out. I know that
oh,
one of the ways... A lot of people like to flirt, Glenda, but
that
you know,
is
you'll
bullshit.
Be with Herbert. I don't need you making a scene. It's gonna be my night, Glenda, to sing my hits that I'm gonna barely know. Hopefully by the time I get there, I'll know them. But you know what I'm saying, Glenda? Don't upstage me, woman.
Honey, I'm not gonna do that. I don't know how to sing anyway. And besides, even if I could, I'd just look like a stupid dragon with a bunch of bullshit smoke coming
out. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God. God, I should have done stand-up at Caesars.
Oh, I cannot believe
it. Oh, Christ.
Now, Glenda, I just have to let you know there is a dress code and a language code. You cannot have unholy words going on in this nightclub. It's already going to be full of sin, and Bernie can barely stand to be there. But I will be there with the offering bowls, Glenda, just in time for you to do what you need to do with Herbert so he can empty all of his pockets and credit cards and assets into the offering bowls, because okay, we really need it for the needy, Glenda.
Oh, honey, I'm gonna earn that damn course of ash and my cutting on this.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's been a long time since I did the short grift.
What?
Glenda, what is you talking about?
Oh,
this
my
is
gosh.
A genuine Holy Bible fundraiser for Jesus.
You know what?
Did you not know your words?
That's right, gosh. Glenda. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I will be singing the hymn right after I write them. You can run to the back of the room and buy those 8 tracks to take home with you as a souvenir. I'll even autograph them with my books.
Come
Glenda,
on,
this is a real event, Glenda.
I'm still here. Guys, it was a joke.
Oh,
God, did you take a joke?
Oh,
Jesus.
Oh, that was funny.
That was good.
Okay, so, I hear the dumb bird calling Kernan, so
what?
Kernan needs
what?
To leave now, Glenda. I will see you
okay.
at Shoo-Shoo's on the opening
okay.
night, which is also the closing night. See you at the cast party afterwards.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, Pastor.
Oh, my God, Catherine,
what,
I'm so
honey?
Excited. I get to see a show.
Isn't that fun?
With my best friend, Sylvia.
Yes.
Be with Herbert Fatfucker.
So wonderful.
For a really hot time. Raise money for a good cause.
That's right.
And go to the cast party. Oh, my God. Do I need to bring anything? Should I bring one of my TV dinners?
Huh?
Is it like potluck? I heard that cast parties is usually potluck.
Oh, no. Jocelyn's going to take care of all that. Jocelyn, I need you to cater some food for the cast party. When I'm there, I'll be hungry. Won't you be hungry, Glenda? Will you be really hungry or just sort of hungry?
Well, you know, it depends on,
what?
You know, just how
I need to know.
Smoky the room gets.
No smoking.
The mood and the attitude, you know,
uh-huh.
and Herbert, I don't know. I could really
Glenda.
Work up an appetite in the coat room if you get my drift, honey.
No, Glenda, there is no coat room. This is Los Angeles, okay? It is not in the middle of Nebraska or New Jersey or Chicago at this time of year. This is Southern California. It's glorious. You don't need any heaters or sweaters or sweatshirts or mink coats or fur coats. It is naturally summertime all the time here in, oh my God, that's a, Jocelyn, get in here. I know what my tagline for Shoo-Shoo's of Malou's is going to be. It's summertime all the time. Come and be fabulous with me, Catherine Jamie Malou. Are you writing this down? Because this all needs to fit in the neon sign. You know, we got to order that tonight. Thanks, Glenn. I was just giving a note to Jocelyn that was pertinent in the moment.
Well, honey, you know, we could probably talk about this later.
Okay.
I got to call Sylvia. We got to get to Michael's I can get one of them glue guns.
That's
before
right.
everyone else in town snatches it up.
No kidding.
To make a bunch of goddamn Christmas decorations and shit.
Okay.
So, honey, I'm going to go there and I'm going to
talk
to you later. We can go over this whole kind of party.
Sounds good.
Oh, my God, I'm going to a society affair.
Glenda.
Oh, my God, Glenda is moving up. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, honey.
Okay,
all right.
Bye-bye.
Sounds good. Bye-bye. Oh, sweet girl, I'm just applauding because I feel like it, because pretty soon people will be applauding for me. I just like to warm up the audience and give them that essence to get ready for my jazz hit shows at Shoo-Shoo's by Malou, where it's summertime all the time in Southern California at Shoo-Shoo. Well, we'll work that out later. Anyway, oh my God. So if you're still listening, Jonathan, I hope you got all that. We've got the benefactors who are going to send in the big bucks at this event. So I'm going to be there. Pastor's going to be there. He's got the valet staff with the dumb bird. He will be there. Jonathan, you need to be there. Sylvia will be there. Herbert Fatfucket. I make it. Oh my God. That's like a full house. Jonathan, we already have. What am I calling her? Jonathan. Anyway, Jonathan, if you're listening, I did it again, didn't I? Jonathan. I'm putting Jocelyn and Jonathan together. Jocelyn, come here. I called you the wrong name, please. Jocelyn. Johnny, where'd you go? Oh, she did? Okay. Jocelyn, if you're listening on your radio in the car, like I always instruct that you should, because in your management review, I dock you points if you don't do that, which means you don't get a raise. So, Jocelyn and Jonathan, we're going to have the benefactors at this event, and of course, I will receive the Jello Jealous Award while I hit the last note on my hit tune of songs. I can't even talk. Hold on just a minute. Okay, you guys, I need to end the show because I can't talk anymore. That happens when I got that vibrational psychiatric energy in that essence moving through my tits. I can't talk anymore. It really affects my speech as a national speaker, even though I'm a structured speaker. Oh my God, that's what I'm going to do, Johnny. I'm going to open up a seminar on this evening. I can do a seminar before I sing the hits and raise that money. I mean, we got it. What am I going to do? You know, like Streisand had this same dilemma when she raised money for the Democratic National Committee. I can raise money for Trump for something, I'm sure. Or one of the Trumps. You know, I'm sure they could use a few more bucks. $5,000 a ticket, that's what it's going to be if you're listening, Glenda. $5,000 a ticket to see me, one night only, opening and closing night, and Shoo Shoos in just a couple of nights. That's it, Johnny. I need to go and prepare now. Good night, everyone. I will see you at Shoo Shoos in 2 nights. Good night. Anyway, and when right. I gave her direction on the dance steps, I needed her to move.
Right.
She wasn't taking direction, Jonathan.
Oh.
And it's like, what do you think you're doing?
Hello,
what time of year is it?
It's yeah.
The year that is all this shutdown.
Exactly.
All the masks, all the social distancing.
All of it.
That's the year it is.
Right.
What does it mean at this time of year? You're supposed to be giving and receiving. I'm giving you direction you're supposed to receive if you want to be in my Christmas Bliss Queen pageant.
Totally, man.
Woman. And I fired her right there on the spot. I disqualified her from the pageant. She's gone.
Good for you, because I'm so tired of these kinds of people who, like, they come with their private agenda that they assign to an entire group. It's this groupism crap, you know?
Is.
It takes, like, racism to a whole new level, because they just say,
yeah.
I don't like what you're doing, I'm offended, you're racist. I don't like what you're telling me, I'm offended, you're racist. Mm-hmm. And then they assign the whole thing to a group that, first of all, this little strategy that they're doing is a straw man argument, because they've made up meaning in their mind, and they think that the meaning that's in their mind is actually going on out in the world in front of their eyes, and it's not.
Yeah, it's
so they're projecting their delusion, and then they're like trying to punish people for doing something that people aren't even doing. They're not even thinking about what the delusional person is thinking about. So anyway, I'm sorry. I'm just glad you fired her, dog.
Well, I am too. It's like, you can't have this kind of bitchy attitude with me if
that's
you want
right.
to be a Christmas Bliss Queen.
Right.
Fart. Now get out of here. You're fired.
Totally.
And I thought that was, you know, I thought that was very...
You told her.
Jesus-like of me to release her to her own greatness. You want to be a Christmas Bliss Queen? Hit your mark, honey, and do these dance steps. Ha-cha, ha-cha, shimmy, shimmy,
right.
shoulder, and turn hip, hip, and kind of like that.
Right, yeah.
I've got the moves, I've got the look. God damn it, I am complete on Christmas.
Well, it sounds like you took control of the situation.
I totally
it's
did.
Cool to hear that someone else has, like, sanity and
Thank you.
Boundaries
Thank you,
while
yeah.
they're trying to do something good for others
well,
during this Christmas season. Mm-hmm. What is up with that other woman?
Oh, I don't know. Duh. I think she's just so jealous of me.
Oh, right.
You know, it's one thing to win the crown of the Christmas Bliss Queen pageant.
Uh-huh.
But remember, they only get to wear the crown for 24 hours. I am the holder of that crown throughout the year.
I didn't know that.
Because I represent that
yeah.
as the representative of the Christmas Bliss Queen. So,
Bliss.
I think she's jealous. You know, I think she's a little jealous.
Oh, right.
Or maybe way a lot, really a lot jealous.
Really a lot.
That I am the reigning Christmas Bliss Queen with my trophy, and I have that trophy. Jocelyn, go polish my trophy.
I'll bet you have it.
I have my trophy to prove it, Jonathan.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to take a photo of that and post it on Instagram. I have the trophy that goes with my crown.
Coolness.
And the crown, as you know, is virtual. It's so tacky to have a real crown. Who does that but stupid drag queens?
Who was gonna say?
The trophy is the real asset of the Christmas Bliss Queen.
Right.
And I have that trophy to show for it, you know? I have it to show for it.
Well, I'm just glad to hear that, you know, the whole crown thing is like, you know...
Not there.
Not real, because I was like, what the... You know what? It's like a Christmas Bliss Queen anyway, and the fact that you don't have a crown, I think,
lends that makes it real
a lot of credibility to the situation,
does, you know?
So anyway, I'm gonna go now, because I'm meeting my dudes, my babes on Venice Beach before it rains.
Oh, nice.
And then we're just gonna have, like, you know, Christmas Eve times and kinda
wonderful.
Like that. So I will talk to you later, girlfriend, and Merry Christmas Eve.
You too,
gentlemen. All right, chill. Bye.
Okay, bye. Oh my god, fabulous times. Oh my god, I am complete. Let me clear that. With the Christmas clearing action and that healing energy, how y'all doing out there? Merry Christmas Eve times. Oh my god. Just take a sip of my boxed mulling wine, spiced wine on ice from Bennigan's. Jocelyn, what's in these mulling spices in the wine? What is it? Because it's like really a lot amazing. Really? So, okay. All right, thank you, Jocelyn. It's got like all kinds of detox powders and potions and little drips of tinctures and stuff in the wine. It's really fabulous. It's like some oregano oil. Black walnut hulls, extract of pau de arco, do you know about that? It's a Brazilian bark that kills parasites, and some kind of other parasite tinctures, and that's in the wine, you know, because wine is toxic. I don't know if you know that, but wine is toxic, and that's why I always like to cut it with essential oils and some herbs and nutritional products. So anyway, it's fabulous. The Christmas Bliss Queen auditions are going really well. I fired that one bitch. I've got it down to a... What, Johnny? Okay, but I'm going to announce the two finalists for the Christmas Bliss Queen. Oh, all right. Before I announce the finalists of the Christmas Bliss Queen pageant, who will wear the crown for 24 hours, and then I wear it for the rest of the year, I'm going to take some phone calls, okay? Callers, you're on the air. What's happening, please? Merry Christmas Eve.
Oh, my goodness. It's Pastor Bernard Verner. Merry Christmas
Hello.
Eve from Blessed Souls
Merry
Ministries
Christmas
to
Eve.
Sovereign Jesus and God send in all your holy Lord and your funds and monies.
Yeah.
So we can help the needy and the needy,
mm-hmm.
because there's so many more these days.
That's true.
Usual. How are you doing, Catherine?
I'm doing so fabulous. It's Christmas Eve. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, but hello?
Hello? Did we have a bad connection?
Hello?
I mean, I never have a bad connection.
Can you hear Purdy? Oh.
Well, I was just about to announce...
There you are.
...the finalists for the Christmas Bliss Queen who
oh
will get
my
to wear
goodness.
The crown for 24 hours in my presence, of course. That's
yes.
why they get to sleep on the bunk bed in the basement.
Uh-huh.
But then I wear the crown for the rest of the year. I am the spokesmodel for the Christmas Bliss Queen.
Oh, that
all
is.
All the photos will be of me.
Yes.
They just get to, you know, have their name on a plaque that'll be on some brass plaque
right.
that's usually glue-gunned to mm-hmm. some booth in a restaurant with red vinyl seats. Not in a smoking section, though. I don't allow that
oh,
for the
girls. Oh, that's it, yeah.
But they will have their name on a brass plaque at some diner somewhere in
oh,
some part of town.
Oh, that's fancy.
And yes, it will be a wonderful plaque for them. They will always mm-hmm. get to sit at that plaqued booth.
Oh, my goodness.
If they go to that diner.
Yes.
And everyone will know that it's them.
I think that is wonderful. That's just a wonderful way to spotlight these Christmas Bliss queens
I think
and
so.
Princesses
Very
and other
beautiful.
Women in the court of mm-hmm. the pageant. And well,
that's...
you will never guess what has happened to Pernod.
What?
We have had a snafu happen.
Oh, God.
Right before the Holy Christmas branch lighting,
oh,
where we
my
light
God.
All three light bulbs on the Christmas branch
uh-huh.
that is glue gunned to the telephone pole outside Blessed Souls Ministry.
Oh, my God.
All the light bulbs had done broke.
Oh,
so we don't
God.
Have any light bulbs. You know, we
oh
use those
God.
Incandescent bulbs.
Oh,
they've been used
is...
for 5 years now. They finally broke.
That
I think they wore
true.
Out and busted.
Yeah. That is sad.
So we, you know, that means that Satan got in on this.
Oh,
so we're
wow.
not going to have the
wow.
Holy Christmas branch lighting this time with the oh. social distancing and everyone wearing the masks.
So
we're going to do it. We was going to do it virtually.
yeah.
So I was going to forecast it over the...
The what?
the what's that called? 4-inch smartphone. We was gonna forecast that.
Forecast.
What'd you call that?
Broadcast.
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 It was gonna be a broadcast from Jesus and God and Pernia.
I'm a broadcast professional.
I had to come up with a new way to position that in the marketplace.
Oh, right.
Because it was, we already had the program for the Holy Christmas branch lighting with our 3 light bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to redo all the marketing. I said, the Christmas COVID with Purdy.
Oh, that's good.
And so I let everyone know in the emails that we're going to substitute our Christian victim circle, you know, with the circle of sin.
Right.
And we're going to do the Christmas COVID with Pernit instead. And so that'd be nice.
Now, if you need a soundtrack for that, I can pre-sell advanced copies of my album, The Flamingos of Santo Domingo.
Oh, a fundraiser.
And I can get a photo shoot with the 2 finalists of the Christmas Bliss Queen, because that gives me something to offer them, because we'd have
the
to
what?
Do the Christmas COVID dance, too.
Oh,
you know what
yeah.
I mean, it's like the boogie-boogie, but no one
Everyone's,
is showing up for my
all
Christmas
Satan.
Supreme.
Yeah.
My Christmas Bliss Queen pageant. I can't say it because I'm so flustered.
Oh,
now.
It's Satan.
The social distancing, the fact that we're going to have to do the swimsuit competition, the skin tone competition,
yes,
the dance competition,
yep.
The talent portion of the entire pageant, with these women wearing masks.
Now, oh, my
gosh. I mean, I've got it down to 2 girls because only 2 showed up.
Yeah.
After I fired that other bitch.
Oh, good.
So I've got it down to 2 lovely women.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't tell if they're as beautiful or more beautiful than I am. Because they're wearing the masks.
Ugh.
And I'm not going to reveal their names now until I know that we can do this joint venture.
That's right. Yes.
With them showing up at your Christmas COVID, you know, for the Christian victim circle, the circle of sin. And I think they could be spokeswomen on my album that you could use as the soundtrack to play in the background. Well, the Christians tell their circle of sin
stories. Yeah, they go around in a circle.
And that way they can, it could give them some lift. It
could
be uplifting. It can give them some hope when they hear me sing the hits.
Yes.
On my album, The Flamingos of Santo Domingo.
Well, I think that is very, very holiness, because, you know, the other thing that I do need spokesmodels for is when we do something that, you know, we always got to talk about death in the church.
Well, it's real.
You know, most of the congregation is sad and depressed.
Oh, God.
Always down on their luck anyway. They're not optimists like Purdy
is. No, they're not beautiful like me.
These Bats is pessimists, and so I need to talk about...
They're not millionaires.
You know, the next few months is we got a lot of... Mm-hmm. Backed up schedulings for these funerals.
Oh, yeah.
And so we got a lot of people dying right now.
Right.
And so I was coming up with some, like, crazy Purdy ideas, and something came to Purdy in a flash from Jesus and God to Purdy. And I was like, oh, come on, brain, bubble, give Purdy some kind of a homicide.
I love it.
And I found a way to get more people to come to the church where I can talk about death.
Oh, my God,
and
just
so
like
we
here.
Are starting a new program at Blessed Souls Ministries. I'd like your help on, Catherine, with these spokeswomen.
Absolutely.
These spokesmodels.
Jocelyn, get in here.
And it is called Pernit Celebrating the Eulogies.
I
where
love
I
this.
Teach people how to celebrate a eulogy.
I can do this.
Instead of to depress the eulogy.
Oh,
and that's
God.
A distinction that Pernit can bring unique like to
well,
the church.
That's
we're
that.
Going to celebrate the eulogy instead of depressing the eulogy.
Absolutely.
Because everybody's so depressed right now with
it's so
you know,
over.
The Christmas COVID dance.
It's
and
so
it's not
over.
Really a time of Merry Christmas so much as it is a time of like Merry COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the people get sick and they die. And
God.
We can't have that going on. Otherwise, we can't pass the offering rolls around.
And everybody's
bunch
doing
of dead
that.
People, even though I know the Democrats like to get dead people to vote. I just haven't figured out how to get dead people to donate to the church yet.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's why we're doing celebrating the eulogies. Maybe I can find a way to get multiple revenue streams with these dead people.
Well, I admire your compassion on that. I mean, it is the spirit
you.
Of giving in Christmas. I mean, Jesus
Very
died.
Holiness.
He waited a day and then
that's
he rose
right.
on the third. I mean, what the hell is wrong with that? That's the whole point of Christmas.
That's Easter and
he
Christmas
born,
together.
He lived, he died.
That's right.
And he rose again.
Chocolate bunnies.
And that is the Christmas COVID manger scene with the fashion
That's
show going
right.
on under there with all the animals and the wise
and
men.
And the stars
looking for
and
a
the
date.
Sky.
I mean, I know the whole story.
Oh, I don't.
And when I told it to the 2 girls.
Looking for a date.
Funny story. It's like, I will reveal their names shortly, live on the air on this show.
Oh, my goodness.
That was part of what the payback is for them being the only Jewish show.
Oh,
up.
My God.
I like to rub it into all the other contestants.
Is that just...
That mailed in for that VIP invitation.
So disappointed.
And they didn't show up.
Yep.
Out there, you know who you are.
They didn't show up.
You know, what's that about? That's not the spirit of Christmas.
No, it's just more sin is what it is.
These people who want a crown and don't even show up to try and win it from
me. I know.
Swear to Christ in a crown.
I know it.
Anyway, I can absolutely pose with these girls behind me so that I'm
okay.
In front. Larger, better lit, very in focus, as long as they're out of focus.
Yeah.
Dimly lit and shoved way in the background. I mean, like way in the background.
Background.
And that way all three of us can be the spokesmodels for this. Celebrating the eulogy.
Yeah, celebrating the eulogy. I'm just writing this down. So, girls in the background,
yes.
You're going to tell me their names later, because
yes.
I need to know that so I can register
okay.
them in my biblical device.
Right.
And I'm going to just get that ready right now.
Okay.
So let me just prep this. Here we go.
I love being efficient.
The biblical device is now prepped and ready to receive the names of the girls of the Christmas Bliss pageant.
So I have prepped my biblical device
okay.
to receive the names of the girls for the Christmas Bliss pageant.
Very good.
So when you is ready to name them,
yeah, shortly.
They'll be in the biblical device.
Okay.
And we'll be ready to keep track of all this.
Yeah,
now.
I like to do it at the right time when I know everyone's listening, which is going to be...
Let's...
Jocelyn, do you have that stopwatch?
Let's...
I just need to know what time I'm announcing the two finalists.
What's happening?
Live on the air on my national radio show, Herald...
Oh, that's right.
What?
Huh?
Are you kidding me?
Hello?
I am having a meeting right now that is not a non-Zoom meeting. Okay, I just need to... Okay, pause, Jocelyn.
Hello?
Esther, there's someone
yes.
else on the line. I will have
oh.
to take it because it's a call-in radio show.
Oh, my goodness.
You just hate it when people believe what it actually
I'm
is.
I'm sick of it.
Anyway, our meeting is interrupted. I'm telling Jocelyn now. Pause on you, Pastor.
Oh.
I'm back to you, Jocelyn.
All right.
Jocelyn, I need to know what time it is on the stopwatch so
my
I can
Bible.
Reveal the names of the Christmas Bliss Queens. Correct time. On my national radio show globally. Okay, does everyone know their roles now? Caller, you're on the air. I'm talking to three people at the same time. God, I'm good at this.
Okay, I've done that. So I should put my Bible away?
Yes. Hello, Glenda.
Merry Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas Eve. Oh, fabulous.
My second can of Christmas dinner.
What?
Oh, that's yummy.
Oh, God, I just love canned Christmas dinner. You
oh, my God.
Had that?
Yeah.
No. Oh, I think I told you about it.
No, I don't remember. I don't eat the canned foods, Glenda.
No,
if it's out
don't.
On the center aisle of a grocery store, it has a pull date that is not fresh.
You know, I heard a report that several members of Blessed Souls Ministries congregations, may they rest in peace, are on our list of funerals next year. They're backed up, and so they're piled up outside.
Oh, my God.
In the shed, in the same dirt lot where we had the dirt pits.
What?
Oh, that's actually very sad. We had the dirt pits full of the Christians. Where I buried them and smoothed that dirt over, they ended up in intensive care, and we had to remove the nose nests.
Oh, my God.
And that's how we harvested the Christian nose. Those breads and nose. But anyway, my point is that we had some people end up on the funeral list
oh
next year.
God.
But the good news is we're going to be celebrating the eulogies with them, Glenda. And we already have spokesmodels
for it. Right.
Honey, what does that have to do with anything we were talking about?
Well,
why are you talking about dead people and celebrating the eulogy?
Well, part of the good news, Glenda, is that I'm going to be one of the spokesmodels.
That's right.
I will be in the foreground of the photo, full color.
That's right.
Bright light in focus. And the girls will be behind me, like way shoved in the background.
Wow.
Out of focus, but still beautiful and retaining that social distance. So people will be able to tell we have three spokesmodels for the posters and the album of Celebrating the Eulogies. I'm doing the soundtrack.
The other good news is we know how they died, Linda, is they died from eating the Christmas dinner.
Oh, shit.
There was something inside the can.
Oh, my God.
And it wasn't the food.
What?
But we think it was what was lining the can, and it was rat poison in some kind of gel.
Oh, my God.
And then the food was in some kind of something else. And that went into their system, and Satan got in there and killed them, and they was dead.
Food
poisoning with the Christmas COVID.
Oh, no.
And so now we is going to celebrate their life At the Celebrating the Eulogies celebration next year of our back-to-back funeral world tour.
Oh, my God. Because
I figure we're going to need, like, a stadium with as many people as is dying this
year.
That
is bullshit.
From the Christmas COVID. And the whole year, I mean, it's just cold outside, so they is practically in, like, the freezer, you know, in the basement of the hospital where they get frozen before they go to the coroner and then off to be buried in the dirt pits.
Right.
Out back of the church anyway. I figure I'm not spending this money to have a coroner come and check them out when I already know how they died because the rest of their family told me they is eating the Christmas dinner layered canned foods. And that's how they died. So I said, that's good. That's the death certificate I'm going to fill out. Screw the state coming in and taking all the pertinence money from my Lord Endorsed funds.
Probably.
I don't take the money out of Panama. I mean, the Bahamas is what I meant to say.
What?
I don't know what Panama is. Ooh, Pernod having a fever.
I think I got a fever because I had some of that Christmas dinner. I had two cans today.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if it was from the same pallet of cans that went your congregation up and died. I ate that same bullshit this afternoon. I had two cans of Christmas dinner.
Glenda?
Is you telling me that I'm gonna die now on Christmas Eve?
Now, I want to tell you something that I heard the girls backstage in Vegas, back in the Vegas when I was playing Cremora Reveille, before my Vegas thing. How the girls would lose weight is they would drink sour milk mixed with raw eggs.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, and a cup of lemon juice.
Oh,
and it tastes so nasty. It would cause them to have that weight loss curve.
That is nasty.
I think you should do that now, Glenda. Hang up.
Turn it sick.
And go drink some sour milk with the raw eggs and the lemon juice.
Really?
And then call us back. Because if you don't drop dead from that and you do throw up the canned poison, then you'll live through Christmas Eve. And what better Christmas miracle is that, Glenda, than for you to vomit tonight?
Oh, yeah. So, all right. I'm going to do that right now.
Yes.
The raw eggs, the lemon juice.
You got to go right now,
and,
Glenda.
Whatever the other thing was.
Yeah.
I'm going to go now and go get Sylvia's eggs.
Right now.
I don't have any eggs, but
Glenda, go.
She has
go
the
now.
Eggs. Okay, bye.
Go.
Oh, my gosh.
She could be dead before she gets to Sylvia's.
I hope she
gets that recipe because I just rattled it off. I don't even remember what it is myself.
It was sour milk.
But it's something about raw eggs, dish soap.
Sour milk.
Oh, what was that other thing? Lemon juice.
Dead chickens.
Something else that's just nasty. Cayenne pepper.
I don't know.
Maybe it was vinegar. I don't remember. Anyway,
frogs? Was it
take
frogs?
Take that, Glenda, if you're still listening to your Walkman. If you're listening to my Medolius voice.
I think it was frogs.
We need you to throw up for Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Glenda,
throw up the frogs.
It's almost time for me to reveal the two finalists for the Christmas Bliss
pageant. Oh my gosh,
there's a lot
right.
going on, Glenda. We've got Death, my beauty pageant, and your vomit, Glenda. I mean, that's Christmas Eve in the year of the COVID.
Bert is so excited. We're going to have some spokesmodels for celebrating the eulogies.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. This is just the spirit of giving that Bert always looks forward to.
And I'm so beautiful to be one of the spokesmodels. Jocelyn, what? I'm talking about my beauty. Please, what is it? Oh, okay. Everybody, I'm about to release the names of the two finalists. You won't believe who they are. We had everybody show up, and out of everybody who showed up for my Christmas Bliss Queen pageant, who gets to wear that virtual crown.
Oh, this is so exciting.
I have chosen two finalists.
Oh, my goodness.
And those finalists are...
Yes.
Stop the music now, Johnny. This is a dramatic moment. I want to make a moment out of it.
Oh, my
Can
goodness.
We please... Okay, thank
oh,
you.
Oh, yes.
And the names of the two finalists of the Christmas Bliss Queen pageant are...
Oh, my gosh.
Beverly Floor Mirtha and Lillian Denver DePauvier.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know who those people are, and I don't even think I could pronounce their names ever again.
Well, you didn't pronounce them ever, so how could you pronounce them again? I'm sure not going to say them again. That's the best free PR they're ever going to get. I can't even believe I just gave people free PR. That is something I never do as a celebrity with my fabulous Medelius voice, my beauty, I never did it back in Vegas when I was playing Cremora Reveal before my Vegas act failed. But this is a very Merry Christmas time of giving and receiving, and I just gave them free PR, so they better enjoy it.
Well, that's what I'm talking about with the optimism now. I mean, Satan just wants to poo all over our joy in the Christmas season.
I'm telling you.
That's why I'm trying to get people to lighten up during the celebrating the eulogies thing during next year's funerals.
Well, and they're going to have help because they'll be listening to my soundtrack, The Flamingos of Santo Domingo, where I can... What now, Johnny? Please.
Oh, my okay. Gosh.
Caller, you're on the air. What's happening, please? I'm talking about being fabulous.
Hi, Ryan. It's Glennis.
Oh, my gosh.
I was able to...
Are you all right?
...continue listening to your show.
Oh, my God.
The sour milk, yes. The raw eggs...
Oh, that's
the
right.
Soap,
that's right.
...the raw chicken, the yep. Lemon juice.
Are you still alive?
Shelby had a blender. We put it all together and drank
my
that
God.
Smoothie. And I drank the whole thing, and I threw it all up, and I saw my Christmas dinner come
Glenda.
Out.
Oh, my God.
Ceramic bowl, if you know what I'm saying.
That's
I was
wonderful.
Praying to the ceramic guy.
She was praying to Jesus.
And it all came out.
Oh, my God.
Glenda is here.
That is
I don't
so
intend to die
wonderful.
This Christmas Eve.
She alive?
I just threw up all my Christmas dinner.
Oh, my God. Is she alive?
That's
still
so
wonderful.
Here.
She's still here. Glenda's still here for Christmas Eve. Oh, my goodness. Oh, is that the evening indeed, Glenda? You survived
so
the Christmas
wonderful.
Tinder poisoning. Oh, wait a minute.
What?
Well, that's one less person we're going to have paying at the celebrating the eulogies next year when I do
oh,
these
my
funerals
God.
In the arena. Oh, Glenda.
Oh, Glenda, right. Now what are we going to do? Do you know a lot of right. People who are already dead, Glenda? Because we need to make money at this. You know, it's a fundraiser
right.
For the Flamingos of Santo Domingo and the church.
Well, let's see. How many dead people I know?
Needs to be allowed.
All the men I've dated. How does that count?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God, I should have done stand-up at the Sands.
We're serious.
Maybe the Riviera.
Glenda.
Hotel in Las Vegas on the Strip.
She don't listen.
Honey, I don't know any dead people. I mean, I don't know.
Well, that don't work.
I don't have relationships with dead people.
Oh, my God.
Dead.
Well, you don't know how to talk to Jesus and God. Then I talk
that's
to
right.
Dead people all the time. Oh, my goodness. That's what we could do.
What?
We could have it celebrating the eulogies. The reason why people would want to come and listen to Pernie and talk to all the dead people in the arena.
Why?
Is because Pernie going to talk to the dead people in the arena. Oh, my goodness, this is it.
Oh, my God, and I'm psychic. I do psychic tarot. I can bring my cards and my ding-a-ling for... Oh,
that's
God.
Right.
Just bring it in here. I'm going to be talking to the dead people. I need a photo shoot so I can
this is amazing.
I need to be the spokesmodel for this.
Oh.
Celebrating the eulogies. Fabulous. With Catherine G.
Mimbleau. Oh, that's right.
I need to have my name on the same line as yours for the top billing.
Oh, I think so.
Now, Glenda, you gonna come to this or what? You wanna sell tickets?
Yes, Glenda, we need help raising money for the eulogy. Now, what is you gonna do about this?
Hey, I just threw up two cans of Christmas dinner, and now you want... I'm still here. You want me to take a job selling tickets to an arena full of funeral goers for some eulogy?
That's right.
How much does this pay for this bullshit?
Oh, my goodness, that is not Christian language, but we will hire you anyway.
That's
Glenda.
Right.
Doesn't that sound lovely? Don't you want a lovely job singing at this funeral with Pernie
Hello.
And Catherine and everybody else?
If anyone is going to be singing, it's going to be me and my album.
Well,
the
I just
thought
she wanted to do it.
I'm the singer.
I don't care.
Back off.
Okay, calm down.
I can't believe this.
Well, I can't either.
I would never offer you to sing.
What?
I thought you said you wanted me to sell tickets.
That's right.
To all 10,000 members of my virtual bridge club that I found on Zoom.
Glenda, you know 10,000 people on Zoom?
Jocelyn, get in here. We have the jackpot.
Oh my God.
Glenda, you know 10,000 people you can sell tickets
That's
to.
That's
oh, my God.
Miracle.
We need to declare this. I need to clear this right now. Okay, my titties are done.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, I totally got the signal. God damn it, I am complete.
You did?
I think we should sell tickets.
What?
To everyone who wants to come to this.
Yes.
And we're not doing the buy one, get one free.
No.
I mean, this is the Christmas COVID
spirit
all
here.
Of we got to raise a lot of money.
All of it.
For this celebrating the eulogies. And then it really will be a celebration. I'm thinking like $50 a ticket. What do you think?
Oh, I think so. No one's going to get into this tickets for free with 10,000 people living in my biblical device.
Okay.
What is 50 bucks?
Gotta figure this out.
10,000 people.
Yeah, and we need to know right now.
Unfortunately, the biblical device cannot compute 50 times 10,000 people.
What?
And it cannot do it at this time. Please check in later with your transaction.
What does it mean? Do it later with your transaction.
Well, it's a calculation.
Are you using the right device?
No, I am using the right device. The biblical device needs a payment every time before I do a calculation.
Oh.
So that's why it says
the
transaction thing. But
right.
That's why I get the Lord endorsed funds.
That's why we need the money.
Why we got to raise the money so
that's
I can continue to use the biblical device.
Got it.
That's where I get all the information for Pernod's sermons.
Right.
I don't just make it up.
Uh-huh.
I pull it out of the biblical device.
Well, honey,
I got it.
Pyramid scheme. You make your congregation
pay
some dumb little machine.
That's
so
right.
You can hear what it has to say.
No, Glenda.
That kind of a pyramid scheme.
No, it's holy.
To the top. You're
no,
not
no, no.
Put it out in the community. Who owns this biblical device? I mean,
well, she has a point.
Does this thing run on software or
what? Oh my God, does it run on software?
Yes.
Is this thing connected to the cloud?
Yes.
I mean, is it hacked?
Oh, I don't think it's hacked. Let me just ask it right now. Biblical device, is you hacked?
We need to know.
Let's just wait for this answer here and see what it says.
Why is it taking so long?
Oh, this is a big question. It takes a lot of typing into the letters.
Oh my God.
Because I'm using holy code.
Okay. Well, hurry.
This biblical device has been hacked.
Oh my God,
oh
it's been hacked!
Oh my God, I cannot believe this!
Oh my God!
What software does that use? We've got to put a trace
on
this.
I've got to find out right
now. Jocelyn, get in here. I need to call Tanya Blythe with Kathy Mackey and Anne-Marie Sethbatch of the CIA. Get them the 101 on this right away, including Dinah Chinette. You know, she sells Chinah Dinette.
No.
Oh my God, we have to crack this.
I cannot believe this biblical device.
Yes.
What software is you using?
We have to know.
This biblical device uses the software known as Dominion and Solar Fire from China.
Oh my God! I don't know what that means.
I cannot believe this. This means that you are using Dominion software from Solar Fire. It's the same software and company that committed election fraud this year during the COVID crisis, and it's directly connected to China.
Oh my God!
I've got the CIA on this. They're listening in anyway.
Are you sure?
Are you girls listening in? Go for it.
Oh my
gosh. Let me know what happens before midnight.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, we got this handled. No need to worry. Now, Glenda, let's get back to you.
This is fine.
Do you want to sell tickets to celebrating the eulogy or not?
Well, wait a minute. What should I do with my biblical device? Should I hold on to it? Do I need to give it to the CIA? What's happening?
No. The CIA doesn't have jurisdiction, but an FBI agent as opposed to a CIA officer. Everyone gets that mixed up and it drives us nuts.
Oh my God.
Anyway, an FBI agent will be showing up. They're kind of shifting in there to mess things up, but they have jurisdiction. So, you know, it's going to be kind of like their thing.
I cannot believe it.
So they'll show up probably in the next 10 seconds because they listen in too. They'll probably have a big black man. They like to be spooky, you know, they're into the drama of
assistant,
it. But we don't glamorize it. We're just gonna listen with our lasers pointed at your windows, listening in that way.
My God.
Just to follow up and make sure they're doing their job.
Right.
But anyway, they should be there in about 10 seconds.
Okay.
Pick that sucker up, just give it to them, and then, kind of like that.
Okay, so I will just give them the biblical device. How will they know it wasn't Pernod who messed it all up?
Oh, no, they already know. They know everything before
they do,
and that's just how it works. They're always 10 steps ahead, you know. We
have
to be right all the time, whereas the enemy, the hackers,
they
only have to be right once.
Oh,
we have to be right all the time.
Like Jesus.
And blackout.
What?
And I take my bow and rush off stage.
Oh, my God.
Bam! Oh my God, that's perfect for the closing scene of the music video for the Flamingos of Santa Domingo.
Oh, that's right.
Glenda, I'm not going to ask you again. You want to sell tickets to this Celebrating the Eulogies rock concert or what?
So it's a rock concert now?
Yes.
And it's full of dead people?
That's right.
Is that why they always say rock is dead?
What?
Oh God, I should have done stand up at the MGM Grand.
I don't get it.
Not really.
Okay, honey, I don't care what it is.
Okay,
rock
Glenda.
Is dead or alive.
That's right.
Oh, wait a minute. That's another rock group, isn't it?
Rimshot. Oh, man, no. I'm out tonight. Linda, it's on it, honey.
I don't get this. I'll sell tickets to this thing. Do I get a cut? You know, I don't even care.
Okay.
As long as you do it here in Vegas, I'm good to go.
Oh, that's a good idea. We could do the Christmas COVID with Purdy and Christian's Circle of Victims night with the Celebrating the Eulogies Rock concert all in Las Vegas. Sin City. And that way I could rub it in and say, Jesus is coming to get you if
you
sin in Sin City. You're going to end up dead like all these other people with the Christmas COVID. Here, sitting out here in the arena where we is going to be celebrating the eulogy, sending all your money, and then Pernod wins the prize.
I love it.
And like you say, Catherine, blackout.
What?
And that's the end of the rock concert.
Well, but my name needs to be the first in the credits to come up so they know that I am the Christmas Bliss Queen star who will carry that virtual crown through the rest of the year, whether it's Christmas COVID or not, because this needs to be timeless.
We
need to do this every year in the arena.
Oh, let me write this down.
I'm not just going to do a one-off.
That's right.
You know.
No one-offs.
This needs to be going on and on and on. We need to annualize that process.
Annualize.
And Blackout. And the follow spot follows me off stage.
Okay.
And I go outside to my fans.
Oh.
And I sign those autographs. Bam, into the limo.
Autographs.
Johnny and Jocelyn and I go back to my private jet, back to my fabulous house. And that's the end of Celebrating the Eulogies documentary about our fabulous life. Glenda, are you doing this or not?
Yeah, this is really good. Now, I wrote all of this down, and so I can have the dumb bird assistant come here, please.
Oh, my God.
Dumb bird, would you please fly this to some super Hollywood agent in Hollywood town? This is the script for our new documentary about the seminar we're going to do, celebrating the eulogy with Bertie and Aunt Catherine.
Starring me.
Fly! The dumb bird has taken our notes, and it will be delivered to a Hollywood special agent. Wade's going to be in a movie.
I know. It's so exciting, Glenda. I still don't have your word.
That's
Are you going to do this with us or not?
Okay, I can't believe I threw up for this. Honey, at this point, I don't even know what the hell this bullshit is. I'm so confused.
Oh, my God.
Should we have a meeting about this?
That's what we need to do.
Both of you is going to explain it to me
exactly we can do
what
that.
This is.
That's right.
I don't have any idea what this is. I actually felt better throwing up earlier and watching all my Christmas tinder from the can.
Oh, my God.
End up in the porcelain god.
That's
the porcelain bowl.
Glenda.
Me flushing that bullshit down.
I know.
I don't know what she's doing. But
it's a movie.
I gotta go now because I'm going over to Sylvia's Christmas Eve Jeopardy Marathon.
Oh, that's
Christmas
fun.
On the TV. We're having our TV dinners.
Yay.
And not that Christmas tinners.
No,
so
that's sick.
Let's have another meeting where we go over this again.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Merry Christmas Eve,
Merry Christmas Eve, Glenda. Bye now.
Bye, Glenda.
Well, I thought we did so good on that. Now we got more free volunteers to help out with celebrating the eulogies
it's
for
all
the Christmas
together.
COVID with Bernie and Catherine at our Circle of Victims Christian Victim Circle Night.
Wow.
In an arena in Vegas.
It's all coming together.
Sending all your money to the Modolius Lounge tunes of Bernard and Catherine.
Yeah.
Where we celebrate the...
Yes.
What are we celebrating with this anyway?
Well, we're putting this all together to launch my album, The Flamingos of
Santa Domingo.
I am the spokesmodel.
That's right.
And the two blurred out beauties behind me, Beverly Floor Murtha.
Oh, that's right.
And Lillian Denver DeBovier. For the Celebrating the Eulogies.
Yes.
To the soundtrack of The Flamingos of Santa Domingo. Olé.
With Jesus.
Jocelyn, we just figured out how we're doing this. Now, remember.
What?
Did the FBI come by yet and pick up that device?
Because
we don't want any hacked things.
No, I know that.
Listening to the rest of our plans on a Zoom meeting.
That's right.
That could involve 10,000 tickets to be sold
to
this.
Now,
that's a lot of bucks.
That's a lot of money for Jesus.
So, anyway, this is the end of the show. I need to go and start this contract with Dinah Chinette.
Oh, that's
right. She sells China Dinettes, but she also does contracts.
Oh, that's good.
So I want to do that with her. So you have a Merry Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And we'll talk later about this and get this arena thing going. I mean, this is going to be one
What about Shoo Shoo's?
An album release party.
But
oh, my God, we have to do the cast party with the Jello Jealous Award.
And Shoo Shoo's.
Oh, my God, this is going to be amazing. And don't forget the opening at Shoo Shoo's.
I just said that.
Merry Christmas Eve. Good night, everyone.
Why does this always happen to Pernod? In
my belly button.
It's just like so cool because, you know, I wasn't expecting any of it and then I ended up getting all of it. So
I love it when that happens.
It was really cool.
Oh, totally.
Know? It's just like, I loved unwrapping like all of it because every one of them was individually wrapped.
Yeah.
You know? So that like helped build the excitement. So that when I finally did unwrap it, it was like, oh, whoa, you know, another one in the same collection.
Oh,
so it was totally cool.
It
was all, this year was all about getting everything in the collection, you know, going back to what we were talking about the other day, major themes.
Major
themes. So my
themes.
Dudes and my babes picked up on that,
oh,
and that's
what
they ended up getting me, is I just got major themes for Christmas presents. So it was totally rad.
Oh my god, that's so,
so cool.
That is cool.
It was totally cool.
It was totally cool. So, like, what did you get, Jonathan? Are you going to return any of it?
Oh no, I got totally cool stuff. I don't need to return anything. In fact,
fabulous.
I don't want to return anything.
Oh,
so
even better.
Get this. It's just like, basically, I got like, what did I get? One, two, three, four. So I got four things.
That's it?
Not like individual items. I got four collections of things. So the first collection was, I'll name some of the individual ones, and then we'll see if you can guess, you know, what category they fall under. So there were 25 individually wrapped things in this one collection.
Chocolate.
One of the brands was Active Man, Barcode Berlin, Bike Athletic, Breed Well, Cell Block 13, DJX, Duke Athletic, GBGB, Gym Jockstrap, I just gave it away. Hung, JOR, Locker Gear, Masculo, McDavid, Nasty Pig, Omtex, Pappy, Picante, PPU, Pump, Shock Doctor, Timoteo, Vo, Exo Athletic, and X-Tree Man. So those were like all individual jockstraps, so I got like the entire jockstrap collection of like all the major
LA
brand jockstraps made for jockstraps.
LA,
so that was one collection.
Oh,
and then I got the complete collection of Stone Brewing Company's
year-round
releases, which is like hundreds.
Oh, totally.
Special releases, which is hundreds.
Hundreds again,
The Pilot series.
Oh my god.
The IPA series.
Yes.
The Collaboration series. The Anniversary Ales. The Mission Warehouse collection.
God.
The Small Batch series.
Wow.
And the Spotlight series.
Spotlight,
I think I'm only missing two or three out of that whole collection. So I have all the individual bottles of every Stone Brewing Company Stone Brew, because Stone Brew is rad.
That is totally
fabulous. Let's see, what else did I get? The entire Axe body wash and antiperspirant collection for dudes.
Oh, that's amazing.
And then I got every 2021 edition of Adidas for Men. Basically, if it's made by Adidas for men, I have it, you know.
Oh my god.
All the shoes, all the apparel.
Wow.
Totally, like, in toto
is
my new phrase du jour. Phrase of the year,
Jeff,
du jour,
I'm
whatever
dying.
Of the year
come here,
means.
Please.
So, yeah, I just, I
she?
Got it all, you know.
You got
and
it
I think
all.
That's the whole thing about major themes.
Major
it's
themes.
Major themes.
Major themes.
Get the whole collection.
Get it
the
all.
Entire collection. And get it all,
get
you
it
know.
All,
so, that's pretty cool. So, what'd you get?
Oh, God. Hold on just a minute.
Okay.
This is terrible. So, I got, like, this big, massive, massive tear from Jocelyn. Jocelyn! Never mind. I stopped dying. I had to do the Heimlich on my own throat.
Oh, that sucks.
She got me this giant tin of powdered sugar-covered cookies.
Oh, my God.
Otherwise known as Mexican wedding cookies.
Oh, I love
they
those.
They are amazing.
Those rock.
I think they're made, well, I don't know where they're made. But
anyway. In Mexico.
They're amazing. I've already had half the tin.
Oh, totally.
So, I have a wretched headache from that. I have had too much coffee.
Right on.
Half the tin of the Mexican menu cookies. Oh, my God. I'm dying for sugar poisoning.
You did it again.
Mexican, what am I saying? Oh, I need to clear this.
You had too many.
sugar.
I know.
For my intestinal stomach.
I know, yeah.
So I'll have to do a purge tomorrow.
Yeah.
With that detox.
Oh, totally.
But basically, I got everything in the complete collection of Victoria's Secret, the bras,
the panties, right,
the lingerie, the sleepwear,
so
the sportwear,
so
the loungewear,
hot.
All the beauty products.
Right.
Because I'm beautiful.
Right.
And I am extending that. That's my major theme.
Remember major theme.
Remember that we were talking about?
I remember. So remember. Major
theme. I got the accessories, mm-hmm. the gift, the swimwear, and including the Just a Beau bra collection.
Oh, right on.
The $5 for $30 panties collection.
Oh.
And the free tote bag
uh-huh.
made out of panties and bras and bows.
Oh, that is
fabulous.
Sweet. That is rocking. I know. It's just like major themes. I just like to say major themes.
All
that major themes.
Major
so, themes. Anyway, well, I will let you go, girlfriend.
Okay.
So, I had a rocking Christmas.
I
and Merry Christmas to you.
And Merry
so
Christmas.
Cool about not having to return anything,
oh my
you know?
God, totally.
It's like, duh, I'm not gonna scan all those QR codes and receipts and shit and do all that on my phone in less
oh
than 10
God.
Seconds for 200 items.
I know, right?
I don't think so. I am not taking back, like, all...
Oh.
I got more than 200. I think it's
yeah.
just, like, what did I get?
I got over 1,000.
I don't know what I got. It was something like 697
yeah.
Christmas gifts
oh,
if you
yeah.
add all of them off,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it's mostly brews and jock straps
yeah.
and deodorants and shampoos
mine's
and gels
mostly panties
and
bras.
Shoes and
yeah.
sweatpants and
hundreds
shirts
and hundreds
for
of
men.
Panties.
You know, so like I can look totally cool and smell righteous.
I love that.
And celebrate with a brewski on Venice Beach with my dudes and my babes. My
yeah.
LA lifestyle system, total sex enhancement system, girlfriend.
I love it.
Oh, and by the way,
yeah.
so rockin' that it's the last week of the year
oh
from hell.
God.
Can
hello.
I just say the last week? Hello. All right, girlfriend. So I will talk to you later.
Okay, Jonathan.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Oh my God, fabulous times. I just got hundreds and hundreds of bras and panties and sleepwear, loungewear, beauty products. I got all of the $5 for $30 panties collection. And that, most people think that means I only got 5 panties. No, it's $5 for $30 panties. Like their entire inventory from the warehouse, located out in the middle of nowhere in Eastern California. In Eastern Southern California by Barstow. Yeah, $5 for $30 panties. I have over 2,000 panties, okay? And the free tote, not just one. I have 500 free totes, made out of the panties and bras and bows. What the hell did you get? 2 items? Including the receipt? Oh my God, let's open the phone lines. Callers, you're there, I'm here, let's be fabulous. We've only got 1 week left of this wretched year that was fabulous for me personally. I mean, I was fabulous. I mean, I was fabulous. Everything's fabulous about my life and my career and my beauty, my style, my fashion, my essence, my vibrational correctness. And the Christmas Bliss Queen crown is still on my head, virtually speaking. And I'm the one with the trophy. Yeah, I'm holding that back because I don't think the girls this year get it. So let's open the phone lines. Are you on hold yet? Are you ready to talk? Let's go for
it. Oh, no, I'm here. This is Pastor Bernard Furter of Blessed Souls Ministries to Saffron Jesus and God.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas and sending all your
Merry
money because I know some of you out there are sitting on it.
Oh, totally.
Literally, in your bar lounger with the bottle caps,
yep.
the pizza crust, the used condoms,
panties.
Little Tupperware tops
panties.
From containers that you lost a long time ago, and inside of them is the money.
That's right.
And you need to send it in for Jesus. Because Satan is coming to get you.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had to get that all out because Bernie has finally paid off the ministry with the dirt bits out back from that lawsuit that
oh
someone tried to get.
God.
I had it dismissed and I was able to keep all those church funds from
yes.
Jesus.
Oh my God, did you use Tinky Doodoo and Kaka attorneys at law?
Yes, I did.
Fabulous.
Oh, I know. And so they tried to sue Bernie to take the church
oh
away from Bernie and not just the physical.
Oh.
Building, but the land that it was on, which was given to Pernia by Jesus and God.
Absolutely.
Sending all your money. Merry Christmas,
oh my
everybody.
God.
I'm going to keep the church for the people, of course. I mean, it's for the congregation.
Right, that's
but
right.
Pernia, watch over it.
Yes.
Oh, goblets, tinky, doo-doo, and cockles. Thanks again.
Oh, I love
it. We're going on an entire collecting this next year.
What
we're
do you
going
mean?
To start collecting.
What do you mean?
In air quotes.
Yeah.
Other people's ministries that has fallen down the job of not being a real Christian,
right.
But instead being a Christian in name only, I'm just going to go in and seize them churches.
I love it.
I got a little friend in the Bureau of Land Management going to help her to do this.
Right.
It's just like I'm going to use a little Jesus scanner and find out how many Christians they got buried in their backyard in their dirt pits that they never unburied.
That's right.
See, now we can not only mine for them Christians and get them buried off and burned in the morgue or whatever it is they do with a dead, dried out Christian.
Get rid of them.
I need to harvest them nose breads them nose honeys from them nose
that's
nests.
Money.
Because if they've been dead a long time, that nest has been in that nose for a long time, getting all big and ripe. Just ripe for the harvesting.
Yeah, exactly.
And it is time to harvest some from these Christians who can't do anything except drop dead and die like a dead lump. A dead lump. Pretty gonna go and seize all these ministries this next year. I'm gonna get it.
That's fabulous. Hold on just a moment. I got so much snot.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God. Jocelyn, I need another box of Kleenex, please. I've already gone through two of them.
Sin.
Toss me that hand sanitizer. Thank you, Johnny.
Flu bug is going around.
Hold on just a minute. I need to sanitize. I've got snot all over me.
Is that Christmas sanitizer?
Oh my God.
I got some of that.
I got another collection of this hand sanitizer. It's so fabulous. And it smells so medicinal.
Oh,
you know,
that's
when they smell
like
cheap lavender imported from North Korea, I don't want to have anything to do with it.
No way.
But it's not even about North Korea. It's that cheap lavender smell. I cannot stand
it.
But anyway, I've had a fabulous Christmas. It's all about manger scenes. Total entire collections of products and gifts.
Oh, manger scenes.
Accessories. Bras, panties, and bows.
Manger scenes.
Hundreds and hundreds of everything now. And I hold that auto-tune that one, Johnny, in post-production so that I hit the note after you fix it.
That was rough.
And blackout. Cut to me backstage doing a costume change for my next number. Oh, my God, this is fabulous. Should we open the phone lines? Because, you know,
I think we should.
I'm going to need help raising money.
What?
For that, those old, you know, what is it? What's
what?
It called now?
What?
We call it something different now.
From what?
Lawsuit fees, attorney fees.
Legal
funds.
But
you know what I'm saying.
Legal funds.
Legal funds.
Yes.
That's what it is.
That's what we got
to
do.
We need to raise money for that.
Oh,
I think we need to use OPM.
What's that?
Other people's money. No use using your own.
Oh, no. Not
I mean, let other people pay for it.
That's
if
right.
If the Christians want someplace to pray, they can pay for it.
Oh, I like
callers,
that.
Callers, you're on the air. What's going on? Did you have a Merry Christmas? What's happening?
Merry Christmas, caller. Now you can pay for it. Now pay up.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
Dear. I'm still here.
You got
I'm not choking on powdered sugar.
Okay.
I'm just smoking my Parliament, my cigarettes, and my Marlboro.
I figured.
Oh, my God. Sylvia got me a pack of each. I am just rolling in it.
Oh,
I am telling you. We had such a good Christmas between Sylvia and I. We exchanged gifts, and you'll never guess what happened last night on Christmas Eve.
Oh, my God, Glenda. What happened? Did you get to the right bus stop and get off at the right bus stop?
Well,
I'm sorry, Glenda. I'm high on powdered sugar and caffeine.
Okay.
Oh, goodness. What happened, Glenda? I hope you wasn't sinning in Sin City.
Oh, my God.
No, honey, I don't believe in that crap. Sylvie and I went to the slots last night.
Oh, God.
Had a couple of drinky poos.
Oh, boy.
A couple of martinis.
Sin.
And we won real big.
Oh, my God.
Well, we only won about $100 each.
Oh, uh-huh.
We said, you know what? Let's splurge. And we bet the whole $100.
Oh, God.
And then we ended up winning.
That is
sick. $1,000 each.
Oh, my God.
So then we said, because we was totally proud
of
that.
That
says, let's go and see a big night. Remember, we was totally plowed.
Okay.
I mean, we was almost out. Okay, plow out.
on our screwdrivers. We each had a screwdriver.
Not good.
And a
bottle. Oh, God.
Martini. Oh. And then a daiquiri.
Oh, cheap.
And then we was doing shots.
Oh, God.
And,
this is Sia.
She was doing shots of the schnapps.
Oh, yuck.
And I was doing shots of scotch.
Right.
I ain't no pussy when I do that crap. But anyway, so we was plow out, right? I mean, plow out, out.
That's a t-shirt.
And we took the $1,000 and said, now I think we gotta stop while we is ahead.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because we is notoriously bad at gambling. You wouldn't believe it.
Oh, God.
That's how we ended up in a single wide.
Uh-huh.
Instead of the triple wide in, you know, the triple magnolia phase.
Oh,
she's
right.
In the magnolia phase. Yep. I'm the bougainvillea in my half white.
Uh-huh.
She only in a single white.
Right.
And she says to me, she says, Glenda, I says, what? She says, Glenda, let's take this $1,000 and spend it on each other's Christmas gifts.
Oh.
I said, you know what, Sylvia? She says, what? I says, you got a deal there, bitch. And so that's what we did. We went to the Caesar's Palace, little shopping mall,
yes,
to the discount clearance bins in the back of some of them fancy schmancy stores.
I don't know about those.
You would not believe. I still got the list of receipts right here.
The list?
You got to print out and everything because they got this new thing that's going on. You got to wear the face mask.
Uh-huh.
And they take your temperature check before you go inside the mall. So we had to.
Why do you have a list?
With us through the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
His name was Daryl.
A docent.
Some gay guy named Daryl.
Uh-huh.
Wearing all his leather assless chaps.
Oh, my
God. You wouldn't believe how much Vegas has changed. They gotta wear a face mask, but their ass is hanging out now and everything.
That's Vegas.
He followed us around, kept track of our presence, I think, because we was drunk, and he was actually not an employee of the mall.
Oh, jeez.
I think he was trying to scam us out of our money and presents.
Oh,
but
be careful.
Anyway.
Oh, my God.
We lost him somewhere in the middle because we went past a Gucci.
Right.
We can't afford Gucci, but we left him in there and we never saw him again.
I love Gucci.
So anyway, we got a ton of shit, you wouldn't believe. What we bought each other, Sylvia and I, when we was drunk.
Oh my God. Oh, Jesus. Glenda?
I'm still here, honey.
Oh my God. So, well, what did you get? I am dying to know what you could possibly buy in the clearance bin sections of all the fancy stores in Caesar's Palace.
I can't believe this story of sin, but go on anyway. Tell us what kinds of items of sin and materialism you got, because if you want to sell any of them, we could make a few bucks on that one, Catherine. We could hold an auction or something and spend it, you know, with Jesus.
Oh my God, that's a fabulous idea.
Right?
Absolutely. Jocelyn, get in here. Turn on the recorder.
That's right.
We need to record this
call
without her knowing it.
We need to get all of it.
So, Glenda, tell us the items you got.
Okay.
We need to get an itemized list
All
these fabulous gifts you got for $1,000.
Right.
You know, I'm sure it's quite fabulous.
Yes, and we could even mark it up and sell it on and get you in on it, Glenda. Anything you didn't like that you received.
That's right.
We
could
cut you in on the deal. We was having a post-Christmas sale.
Fundraiser.
Where everybody comes to the church and donates their Christmas items they just hate.
That's right.
And then we's gonna auction them off to all the rich Chinese people in China land.
China.
Because they have more money than all the Americans right now.
That's
so
right.
They're just buying our luxury items. And if it's expensive enough, they'll think it's luxury and then they'll buy it.
Okay, that's right, Glenda. So then we need to know what you purchased
so we
can mark it up and sell it on if you want to get rid of it.
Yes.
Okay, go.
Okay, you guys. So now just bear with me.
Okay.
Here. I gotta find that list.
All right. Jocelyn, bring me another powdered sugar cookie, please.
Tables.
What?
This is going to be very good.
Jocelyn, I need some coffee.
Oh, this is my credit card bill. Oh, look at that. It's the third notice.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness.
Just going to throw that in.
That's what I do.
I get three notices, and then they send the final one.
They do, on the fourth one, it's bad.
Oh, Glenda, you got to...
Anyway.
Oh, my God.
So, we got the whole pile out on the floor here in the half wide.
Uh-huh.
And I can't remember who got who what anymore.
Oh, that's all right.
We got so much stuff. Remember, we got this when we was plow out
drunk
off our cottage cheese ass.
I'm just putting on hand sanitizer.
So we just said, you know what, let's
not wrap this shit.
Right.
Because we was with each other when we bought it. Ugh. We had such a ball buying it. And now that we sober, we can see what the hell we actually bought.
That's right.
So I think, like, half this shit I don't even want and she don't want.
Oh, my goodness.
So, oh, here it is.
Okay.
Is that it? Let's get this going.
Oh, here it is. I got it down.
Linda.
Just having my box one and ice from Bennigan's with the coffee.
Okay. So you ready?
I'm ready, Glenda.
Yes, first, please.
Oh my God, I'm so high.
Is a human organ emergency cooler to keep in the back of your car.
What?
And the inflatable version to keep in your purse, your backpack.
Oh my God.
And this is for senior
oh
citizens.
Oh my goodness.
Human organ emergency cooler.
Good Lord.
Now this one, I remember I got her. I told you about this. Fly swatter.
Oh yes.
Super fine, the traditional one now. This is a traditional fly swatter. I got this on clearance.
I like this.
Super fine mesh, coated with Kill Now gel that kills on contact.
Oh yes.
Hit hard enough like most old people can't.
Oh, good one.
And this one, I think she got this one for
me.
The bed angle.
Uh-huh.
You ever hear that?
No.
The bed angle is just like a big piece of foam in the shape of a triangle. To prop you up in bed by Encore brand for seniors. Now, it's cheaper than those expensive name brand electronic push button hospital beds that work better and are safer.
Right.
But this is a big chunk of triangle foam called the bed angle.
Okay.
That's nice.
See, then... What's going on with that music?
Oh,
is everything all right?
It's fine, yeah.
It's okay. Wrong.
We need a break.
I just don't want it to be one of them emergencies that I heard Shelby get on her phone.
No.
I don't need one of them damn alerts from the state. Can I go on now?
Yes, all please right. Continue.
So adult fleece underwear keeps you warm while you're taking a dump or a piss.
Oh, I love
Super
it.
Super absorbent edition.
I got those.
That's fabulous.
Oh, that's right. She
I got those.
Gold lamé slippers with embroidered roses on the toes. I'm going to keep them.
Cute.
Oh, and I'm also going to keep these hair rollers for every hairstyle imaginable by the brand called Imagine It Before You Can't.
Oh.
Senior citizen hair rollers.
Oh, that's nice.
I got her. Now, I remember this one.
Real
this
nice.
Was right after we ate, and I thought she was going to puke, so that's why I got her this. The Complete Putrid Systems Weight Loss System.
Hmm.
That helps you lose weight in your colon if you're especially constipated.
That's good.
Oh, that's right. This next one.
That's
I remember
nice.
She got me this as revenge for the Putrid Systems weight loss system. I got her. She got me.
Oh, boy.
Prune Ease drinkable prunes with a complete product array of easy prune products.
I've heard of this.
Like Prune Ease pudding.
Oh, my God.
Prune Ease pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Prune Ease coffee cake.
I have that.
Prune Ease sandwich spreads in various colors.
Wow.
I said, to hell with you, Sylvie, and I got her the Senior Edition Inflatable Exercise Gym.
Oh, my goodness.
Just trying to blow it up is the workout.
Nice.
Bake it yourself vegetables medley. You just add water and vegetables and boil until it gets flavorless enough to kill anything edible about it.
Mm.
And that's the COVID edition for old people.
Okay.
Comes with a complete vacuum saver for the complete bake-it-yourself medley lifestyle. Oh, now this is a good one. Lady Luck Shampoo from the Maybe Today You'll Bathe collection.
Mm-hmm.
Wash your hair and get lucky at the community center, the senior center,
oh my.
The bowling alley, the bridge club, or the bus stop.
Right.
Got that for Sylvia.
This is nice present.
Well, it's a luxury item.
And she got me the AstroTurf welcome mat that says, next time you come back, I'll probably be dead.
That's
my
good.
Goodness.
Let's see now. Here's where it gets a little blurry because all the alcohol was kicking in.
Oh, yeah.
A remote-controlled toilet flushing system for oldies with back problems who can't turn around and flush.
That's practical.
That's really good.
A remote-controlled system for shower head off-and-on systems for showers.
No, that's
for
good.
Oldies who can't reach up and turn their wrists.
Another good one.
A remote-controlled system of a telescoping selfie stick and pooper scooper that shortens or lengthens depending on the job.
Yeah, this is really good.
A remote control pet petter This new innovative technology applied to a pet sweater with world-class technology inside that scratches your pet's back when you can't.
Oh, that's
because
nice.
You can't anymore. For old people. I think these are very original. Set the remote control refrigerator opener, toast maker, crock pot, water faucet, closet opener, oven and stove shutter offer, remote control combination, nightlight and TV remote, and 911 alert caller. I think this is really good.
That is very good.
Damn liberal bullshit.
Oh.
I don't believe this shit.
Like what?
The Green New Deal.
Oh, God.
Recycled toilet paper.
Oh.
Recycled Kleenex. And recycled Q-tips, no longer in pure white.
Oh, my God.
The Green New Deal. Recycled wax paper. Recycled makeup remover pads.
Mm-hmm.
And recycled earplugs. No longer in flesh tones because they're stained with earwax. That's also on the Q-tips.
Oh my goodness.
I'm telling you, this shit is shit.
It's liberal shit.
Solar-powered nightlight that lights up as long as the sun is on.
Ugh.
So you don't waste electricity for the Green New Deal.
That is liberal shit.
Bright blue tarp.
That is.
In case you become homeless.
Oh, yeah.
By the brand known as Homeless Again.
Yeah, for Californians.
Yeah, I got her a bunch of this.
Uh-huh.
The Homeless Again brand. Street pad to sit on or lay down on.
In New York. Yeah.
Homeless Again shoebox for making them extra coins and cash.
Good.
Homeless Again Obama cell phone for just $97 a month. Unlimited plan.
Mm-hmm.
Reusable bus pass with a free subscription to the Sunday New York Times for only $147 a month if you want to trade in your drug and medication card that you use at Duane Reade or Walgreens or CVS Pharmacy.
Oh, my God, no. No, no, no.
I said, Sylvia, you better not trade in that medication card, girl.
That's right. I tell you, these
liberals.
She got
these coupon clippers and three exciting Swedish colors of brick red, army green, and mustard.
Oh, God.
I got her a box of toothpicks.
Good for you.
Oh, let's see here. Oh, then she got me these footy booties in pure polyester.
What?
You're supposed to pronounce it pure. It's got four R's.
Mm-hmm.
That's because it's pure polyester made out of recycled cat hair.
Oh, my God.
What about those kitty cats?
That is liberal bullshit.
Imitation wicker place match with auto stick technology so they don't slide off your sticky table like real wicker ones.
That's very fancy.
And cream. Made with real recycled prosthetic hand skin. It's waterproof, sunburn proof, liver spa proof, and stain proof when used with applicator gel.
Okay.
And that's it. That's our Christmas haul.
Well,
so
that's good.
I can send you this itemized list of this bullshit.
Yeah, that's fabulous.
I think I'm just going to get rid of all of it except for them rose lame gold lame slippers with a rose on the toes. I thought that was real cheery. I like to keep those.
Those sound very classy. For classy living, Glenda. Well, if you want to send me that list, or Perdit, if you're a good assistant, can you send your assistant over to pick that up?
Oh,
because
yes.
I'm down here in La Jolla. I don't feel like having Jocelyn go out with a limo.
Assistant, come here, please.
You know, dark outside, and
that's
I don't
right.
need anyone... Thinking that I drive around in the dark, especially
well,
when I'm not even in the limo, it's just a celebrity thing. I'm just saying something to take up air.
You're such a movie star.
So anyway, Glenda, we can sell all of that at the church fundraiser. You know, we're always doing a fundraiser, Glenda, and we
can
give you 10% of everything that we sell.
Yes.
If that's all right with you, and you can make back that $100.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So here you go, assistant. Now take this and give it to someone who needs to see Glenda's list. And deliver to the church accountant and the lawyer, Tinky Doodle Kaka.
Yeah, both.
I wonder if I gave him two copies. I think I only gave him one.
Oh,
assistant, tear that in half so each one has a copy.
Oh, my God.
Well, they'll figure it out.
Yeah.
They have to put the list together in order to get the full list.
Right.
But that's what cooperation is all about for the next 2,000 years? Didn't you say we's going into the age of Aquarius and some new age sin stuff?
It is not new age.
Midget is vibrationally correct with the energy level muscle testing on my chest. Why, Jesus, would I do my angel tarot card for psychic tarot on crystalline channel? Just let me get a sip of my box of ice from Bennigan's with the coffee.
Oh, you know, talk about this. Glenn, are you still there?
I'm still here.
With all the coffee I ate today and those powdered shookie Mexican knitting cookies.
You is drunk.
I can't talk anymore.
That's
I need to end the show, you guys.
That's
I'm filled with so much sugar and caffeine.
Sin.
Plow out.
As soon as we find out from Tinky Doodoo and Kaka, that's our legal representation.
That's right.
We'll get back to you on how many of the items on that list that we have to put together now that you told the bird to tear it in half.
Well, he's going to do it.
We'll get back to you, Glenda, and let you know how many of these items we can put up for sale at auction at the church and give you 10%, okay?
Sounds
good. I need to end the show now. I'm up against a hard break.
All right.
That would be mine. Okay, Johnny, cut them off.
Done. If I
can, I'm going to go and have dessert now because you can never have too much pie on Christmas night. That's it, everyone. God, I hope I sleep tonight. Merry Christmas evening and fabulous times. We're in the last week, people. This is the last lap. This is the last lap. We have to sprint to the end and just get over this year. I am so done with it. I just had to say that. Okay, good night, everyone. See you in the next whatever I do. Okay, bye.